This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. We feel pretty good about the offense. How about that defense, though? Let's talk about it in Below the Belt.
But first, Switz, chaos in the commercial break. Mike Bacsik is raining down text messages. Tolo Luis T says in Cancun, but Odyssey can't be streamed, so everyone going to Tolo in the crib. So he's got us up on the TV.
There we go.
So congrats and have a blast on vacation. Bacsik is being sarcastic as hell. Was that to you?
Yeah, he's like, that was a great golf segment. Congratulations.
Yeah, and he told me, I really enjoyed the computer noises in the background of those songs. I'm glad that music now doesn't use guitars or pianos or drums or any type of instrument.
And then your son.
And then my children continuing the hustle that they have, having absolutely no idea what I do for a living. Julian, is the kids. I have the kids this week, and then he's staying at the house. He wakes up, he goes, I'm awake. Are you at home? No, dude, I am not at home. I've been gone for 3.5 hours.
What?
I am not at home.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Why would he text you in the house?
Oh, they don't get up. They don't. They're staying in bed.
Why would you get the text in the house?
They call from the other room. They call on the phone. They don't get up. They call on the phone. Could you give me this?
He wants to make sure.
Y'all need this old school
intercom.
My parents have that in their house on the wall.
He wants to make sure you're not in the house so he can go through the drawers again. That's what he's looking for. All right. So last week on Friday, we took a look at the Cowboys offense and we graded the position groups. And generally, we felt pretty good about where everything was at.
We got baseball diamond cast coming up for you, Mike, at 9.
Yeah, so tune in for that, and you can criticize how we talk about baseball then. Running back was the one area where we were just kind of like, don't feel really great about it. So we're going to take a look at the defensive position groups, and last week we graded things on the scale of...
It's crazy that I like Mike so much more not working here.
That's proximity. Like, not absence having makes the heart grow
not
fonder.
Not having to deal with the mood swings or checking in and checking out. And, you know, I would love commercial break Mike the most.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's passionate about a subject. But Mike leaving here, I mean, it's just up the likability.
I loved on-air Mike because it protected blowback for me. And now I've got the issue. Yeah. I'm Mike now.
You're a Mike's chair.
All right. So here's how we use the scale to grade our confidence. Or this is how we used it last week. It was doomed on the low end, concerned, uncertain, confident, or excited. Now, Sean had said he didn't think excited captured the whole mood of it, and I was going to change it, and then I remembered it was my segment, so I decided to keep excited just for that reason. Sean gets the other 11 that he can direct. So we're going to do, we're going to take excited, confident, uncertain, concerned, or doomed.
Gotcha.
And we're going to start out with the defensive line, which obviously they drafted Donovan Ezeraku. They added Dante Fowler back after a big year with Washington. They re-sign Oso Odighizuwa. They get Sam Williams back from injury. So they've kind of fleshed things out a little bit there. Added Solomon Thomas, Peyton Turner. Still questions about if they've got a true one technique run stopping defensive tackle. But your confidence level in the defensive line at this moment?
I'm between excited and confident. I'm excited about like Ezeraku, all right, and the return of Fowler. I still have my major questions over stopping the run. I have to see it before I believe it. But I think excited is probably a little bit too promising. So I'll go with confident. Uncertainly confident.
I was going to say confident this morning. you know, coming in here thinking about this very segment, this question you were going to ask. But then when you said that, you know,
you were thinking about this segment driving in.
No, I just said I didn't even know we were doing this.
Believe that your son, that's more unbelievable than your kid not knowing where you are right now.
No, not even close. But then you said earlier today that, you know, he's not sure how he's going to use Micah.
I think he's sure how he's going to use Micah. It's just it may not always align with him rushing every time.
Rushing a passer. And that, correct me if I'm wrong, his system likes to get pressure from the defensive tackles.
Yep. Interior pressure is a big thing for them.
Okay.
He has said before, the three-technique defensive tackle is the most important position in his defense.
That leaves me with some uncertainty.
Yeah, I'm going to go uncertainly excited. I don't know what the heck Sam Williams is going to do. Marshawn Nealon, I don't know what he's going to do. Is Fowler going to be just as good? Ezra Aku is still a rookie. Like, we're all just assuming he's going to be fantastic because of these glowing reports. And then Micah. If Micah misses camp, CeeDee Lamb said that hurt him. So I'm going to go with uncertainly excited.
I'm confident. I think that they've got enough bodies there and enough talented guys they're going to be able to rush the passer pretty consistently. And I think that, you know, Solomon Thomas is going to be a nice, solid addition to some of the stuff that they want to do in the run game. So I'm confident. I don't think I'd say I'm full-blown excited yet because you are going through schematic changes, but it's at least confident. All right, we are grading the defensive side of the ball for the Cowboys as they go for their break before training camp. Next up is the linebackers. You've got, obviously, the injury to DeMarvian Overshown, but they added Kenneth Murray through a trade. They signed Jack Sanborn away from Chicago, who had been with Matt Eberflus previously. That's probably your starting linebacker duo when you're in nickel packages to start the season, but Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn, along with Shamar James, who they drafted on day three out of Florida. Marist Liafau had a decent year last year. He'll be in there rotating in a little bit, but your confidence in the linebacker position?
I am between concerned and doomed. Concerned.
you're fence riding today.
That's a lot of no names.
Yes.
That's a lot of no names. So I'm doomed. I don't want to come back and haunt me if they fly around and surprise. So I'm between concerned and concerned. I'm just going to say concerned because I can't say concerned and doomed together. Concerned.
John? Yeah. Concerned. I think I kind of like that that wording.
And that's not fence writing. That is that's all negative.
I like the age.
Just trying to separate my negativity.
I like the age of Murray and Sanborn, right? They're younger. You know, but then again, Sanborn's got, he's an upper Midwest guy, thick ankles, you know, can't run through the weeds of the high grass they have there in the Big Ten. So just, you know, lack of speed that's going to happen in Big Ten players. But there's a absolute level of concern.
Yeah, I would say I'm concerned. I don't think they're doomed yet. I mean, because we had played earlier the audio from Matt Eberflus talking to Ed Werder and Matt Mosley on Doomsday Podcast. He does have a history of getting the most out of linebackers who are considered, like he maximizes their ability. It's his former position. It's the position he's coached the most. He usually gets a decent amount out of it. But still, the personnel is not great right now. It's certainly not going to be near the top of the league. Matt Eberflus, in that interview, he was asked about how he makes sure that this year's defense doesn't repeat some of last year's problems.
Yeah, I think every unit that you have now, because of the way the league's set up, is different every year. You know, so the pieces that I have are different than the pieces that Mike had. And obviously, I've watched Mike's defenses for a lot of years, and he's one heck of a coach. And he's had some top five, top 10, number one defenses in the league. But also, they had a bunch of injuries. So they had a lot of pieces missing. But again,
and it's hard to win when your pieces that are missing are corners and edge rushers.
Absolutely. So he's one heck of a coach, and he's been for a long time. But so I just want to say that. But also, you know, we've added a lot of pieces here. You know, through free agency, along the defensive line, at the line.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Linebacker level and in the secondary level. And every group's different. You really have to restart and retie your shoes, relace up your shoes, as John Wooden would say, every single year. And we want to teach these guys and develop these guys. And we've done a nice job, but we've got a lot of work to do. They have to do a lot of work in conditioning over these next 40 days before we touch them again. And then, you know, the coaches got to keep developing their skill sets.
So a lot of this is going to be about getting personnel back and about swapping out some personnel. And corner is going to be a big part of this. And when you look at the cornerback position right now, I'd say this is one that is probably, at least now, the most unsettled position on the team. Even guys like Deron Bland, when you know he's going to start, you don't know where he's starting yet because of where the rest of the rotation is. Could he be inside? Could he be outside? Whatever else. But cornerback right now, Trayvon Diggs working back, Josh Butler working back. You've got a rotation of Andrew Booth and Kair Elam outside with Bland kind of going inside, outside, depending on the package. Sean, your level of confidence in the corners?
Concerned. I am concerned. Shereen Williams, talk about Diggs being out for the whole year. Some people saying, no, beginning of the season. Kair Elam was the magical find. All glowing reports coming out of Buffalo.
What's your point?
My point is, Mr. Jones, they gave up on him that early. Is he just a practice player? The Deron Bland uncertainty in terms of the position? I'm concerned.
Chop, you have to be concerned. I think you just do.
But I'm more excited for that group than linebacker. There's nothing exciting about linebacker.
Oh, yeah. There's the excitement there. There's names. You get some good names.
In the secondary.
Yeah. So there's absolutely some excitement from there. But injuries, how good they're going to be coming off of injuries, and then in terms of Elam, like, what is he going to be?
Yeah, it's a concern. You have no idea what this group is going to look like, who's going to bounce back from injury. That to me is the biggest area of concern I have right now about the Cowboys is the cornerback position. Safeties, they return back basically the whole group. It's Malik Hooker, it's Donovan Wilson, Marquise Bell, Wanya Thomas. That group is coming back. Obviously, there will be some changes a little bit in the way that they're asked to play as safeties, but your level of confidence, concern, whatever else with the safety group?
Uncertain. Just blah, like it is every year with this group of names. You tell me Malik Hooker plays well, I can't name you five Malik Hooker plays. I don't notice him. I noticed Donovan Wilson recently for the wrong reasons. So it's just a bland, generic. I know a little bit more about the safeties than I do the linebacker, so uncertain.
I'm confident they will be average.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. Like I'm okay with that at safety. Just be league. Don't cost us a game. You're also not going to win a game. I'm confident they'll be an average unit.
I'm uncertain of how they're going to adjust to the Eberflus scheme is really my only question, and that's kind of where I come down at. So really quickly.
Now we got a new scheme to factor in on top of all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and the safeties are used differently in this scheme. And then really quickly, just defense as a whole, I would say, given all that, I'm concerned about them this year. The defensive side of the ball concerns me more than the offense does.
Easy take.
Yeah, but yeah. It should be. That should be the case. The offense should be
concerned. I think Zach said he was more concerned about the offense right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the offense should be top 10. Should be.
As long as everything clicks into place the way you want.
I'll make a bet with Zach over which unit finishes with the higher ranking. And I would feel like I'd win that easily. Yeah. Offense or defense?
Offense. I mean, I'm assuming you would pick offense based on what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah,
now obviously there's injuries that could come into play. If Dak gets hurt again, then it's the Joe Milton, Will Greer show. Different story.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
On the home of the Cowboys here with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto. On DFW Sports Station, we have a final concert ticket giveaway on your home of the Rangers. The Rockies have the worst record through 70 games since 1899. How the Texas Rangers are going to benefit. Choppy has it in Diamond Cavs coming off the sweep. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.